Jeff and Sean for inviting me and Del to read, and it's a real pleasure to be able to read in Del's company, and I hope that my work is sort of in conversation with hers, and I'm always glad to hear her read also. So I'm just going to read three poems in the second half, so it'll be a bit shorter. Before I forget, Chris Good, who isn't here, asked me to remind everyone that there is also on Sunday his dad's 70th birthday party, which is going to be happening at the Museum of Garden History from 5 until 7, and poets will be reading older poems, just not poems that are even older, in fact, than his dad. So everyone's welcome to come to that. That's the message. Okay. So yeah, just three poems this time. The first one is Works It In. A mid-morning package on how to cut wood with swords. We come a froth of cold over the prompter. You lap us up. Are you still going, cadaverous with overwork? I see you have dispatched linguists into the warrens, dried in ticker tape, the good platinum of 2000 hung in their throats on lubricated wire. Our dinners are themselves humps of warm orange under park benches, and no amount of air will clean the sick coils beginning to breed in each octagon of skin. Dust and electric green rakes our public discourse for metal. Anything magnetized will come out. A trill vibration in the rinds of a truckload of Smokies calls for you to understand socialism. The call resounds through flaps of hearts still stuck to the racket of their Christian ribs. Can't you hear your own helium death rattle like a rivet as he shuffles his body for the last time closer to the plaster? If I swell infested with pity toward the relics of solidarity, the warm body where DJs spin our confusions into a social need, us there together, you are in the way my mouth works, distributing possible syntax down a mains cable. You are ruining the idea of love, running out into streets made more technical than gas, and I cannot check you with my Palmer's rod, or even by splitting my throat into curtains around a shadow play of lepers and skinned hares. I see another morning with the spectrum blotted by an asymmetrical panel of gauze into a finish of gray, and eyes that don't have time to be iconic sold into history under Gerhard Richter's lacquer. We are running out, and what you don't know is hurting us at the exit, a cavity split from the groin to the lips by an industrial mower. The hawk you are listening to was once a baby blistered with milk. You could have finished it then without leaving so many chunks on the patio. Between us and ponds and tenderness is a field of razors programmed to tilt toward our houses whenever we call out alone together in the panics of absolute need. The airs play over the serried information you give us, taps us like unbonded wood, sanded with our own teeth. Yes, we have had more than enough. Caught. And I should say, if anyone's got the book, due completely to my own error, what the last line of this poem also migrated onto the page before. So if there's a little bandage in your book over the last line, that's why that happened. If there isn't a bandage, could you put one of your own on there, please? We're responsible. Number two. Junior. This is called Caught. Behind the baize door, fields doze. Sticky dancers tether themselves to painted horses, tire slowly, only over the whole panel, behind them, cut with their compulsions. And behind that, hatched collects of air break apart the white spectrum, and what rain will fall out of the stream like honey, sung thin as cooped hair, hoovered from the islands. Behind them, shelves of ice and metal. Sirens open up rented quiet, humming and creaking trade of what flies with what stays, sucking the ground. So do cars, with the seven sisters twisting in their hatch, and the god-bothering sick ones, and leaves showing their pale frontage to the tropical remnant. Even their carrying crew, stapling dust to jackets which sling metal into cemented post houses, files into order of a rapid impeded plenty. Though a kid seethes in milk, and boys spit on the roster, and the dirty bag is wailing below, I can only be reached carefully, hanging out at Greyhound Station, waiting to trim, cups the impossible, with Bosco honey. behind a new panel slid in from the channel, opens a window. The keyhole cut reveals not a lined nerve. I see nothing but a blaze of pure gold at this rare appearance. The turnstile puckers in its chest. That we are caught behind and blinking when our lives together could swarm love all over the grid. So after that note of some hopefulness, I hope, I'm going to read this last poem in the book, which is called Sawfit, which was published in Iraq Quid number 13. And it's preceded by a sort of found text collage, which was derived mostly from guides to West Virginia that were written during the Work in Progress administration. But I won't read that. Sawfit, and the epigraph says, there are statements made herein which may not address historical facts, and therefore could be interpreted to be forward-looking statements, as that term is defined in the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Gitmo in legal twilight, red and green hazard, net the sea, scape beyond enduring freedom, the nightly movie. Montage of flag, soldier, airplane. Get more for your money with American Express. More blood from your nipples. Give her more gas, the Cuban answers. Our new targets in this big hot war give more in the presence of such women. She is mother of all persons in my higher chain, England, the moon face of the 72-point matrix of stress and duress. From Wonder Bread Fort Ashby, her people raised her up, poor, short shackled to a trailer behind the saloon and sheep farm. Images of a collapsed pyramid of accountability and desire on the enameled tiles in the college hallway. Her proud railway daddy. Detention is an enabler for interrogation. Shut up. Get some booth time. Screen door to catch the skeeters. Very, very sorry. We are not home. They are tacked to wire netting. Terry believes her daughter was at heart, thinking in the dirt maybe England would get more from the MPs. The gloves came off for a new entry whose order had been cut above. She wanted to be a storm chaser, had to be dragged inside after a tornado broadcast. A member of Future Farmers of America, yes, to Frankfurt High in combats, hooked on X-Files. Her best friend, Destiny Goyne, talked to her, didn't see how their future lay with loving parents, the long fall afternoons, shoot turkey and squirrels. She declined to shoot deer. Theirs were working dogs, German shepherds. Summer came back, work nights at the chicken processing plant. Their beaks had already been cut off. Their pictures were posted on walls of honor at the courthouse in Kaiser and the Walmart in LaVale. Guarantors of arousal, I guess you'd call her. The whip kitten who lets us watch. For that vast of night that they may work, the signs, the gun, thumbs up, cigs, she plays cock tease to men modeling themselves on the rock. In Mineral County, they played from the baseline, over the bra, under the bra, down the pants. Hard fingers, Gitmo operational procedures as the given baseline for enduring. Squatting and hooded, lactic acid pouring down thighs, cramps, side stitches that shall pen thy breath up. Without a name or a number, could any of them exist? Bloats and bags of ice outside, skin and bits of flesh raining through the air. Leisha girl looks a little befuddled in this one. It was kind of weird, she says again. The father was not the person who left Uniontown, who jumped out of the laundry room, dragged his wife and her quilt to the top of the stairs, secreted video cameras around the split level. A true crash edit, razor back of the trades, solidarity on a knife edge. As for England, she wouldn't even drag a dog on a lead, let alone a human, until a Titan consultant told her to cut to the chase. That swift to Harry, our challenge is to give analysts guidance on how to extract the most appropriate information, as well as the tools and technology to reason from this data. Kind of weird, speaks the voice of Western's reason. Softly, can you imagine the noises and sweet airs, the thousand twangling instruments, hums, sometimes voices, riches ready to drop upon me, sound beamed back for teases in prime. Get more, get out of it. If not, what will be the spring of your pity? Crying to dream again. Geneva told us to mind games, bopping the hooded ones with the Nerf football, but Gonzalez had declared 9/11 renders quaint some of Geneva's provisions. The hardest to break were flown on private hire jets to states famous for their facilities. They called it, in the air, rendering, The raw thrown into an auger grinder, batch cooked in the chef, skimmed, sold off as an enhancer. Silent partners in our food chain. We thought it looked funny, she said again. 100 degrees in the shadows, rain of mortar hanging out with her buds across the yard. Theirs were transitory technical networks, but persistent social networks. The new targets. Underlings left to sweat the details. The vast of night, lit by a chemical light. Fluid spilled on the ground, saying it was a knife. Ghost detainees forced to crawl through it, and then placed them in a dark cell. This would freak them out, because they would glow. And so to England's greatest disgrace, assault consummated by battery. This one's getting hard, once again, thanks technology, force tactics known as the Vietnam into the media via glare of the chemical light, shit-smeared path at least these ones were resisting, cocked in their mouths, vanitas and deaths giving head in the digital snapshot. A year's detention enables you to drop it, forget it, the speculum which opens the rotted wound to Congress inspectors inside the body, which is forced to get up off the table and keep walking. Parts not taken to the cleaners with her lovers, taken to brag for abuse of alcohol and sexual abandon. Her own performance for her boys, with a multitude of different, stressed out by a tiger team. Madonna of the spectacle. Shit boy watches through a pair of her smalls. The CO gives them England's Victoria's Secret catalogs to loosen them up. Skeletal ladies, her lewd face in the Lynch mirror. The rough side, her mouth opens again. England has no high intelligence value. She cannot say, I am a survivor. Oop, oop. She'll make her money back. Get more out of the birth. Above her, men. Hooded, leave no paper, trail through the wreckage. Thank you.